What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tuchaku Podcast. As always, we are your hosts, Xavier and Alton. Like us, I guess, I don't know. Subscribe to us. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Like the latest video, I guess. And pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, welcome back. So, we are not doing, season reviews today.
And it's not because we're behind or anything.
No,
both pretty caught up.
It's because we're letting you guys catch up. So, instead, we are doing what we're going to read.
Watch.
Yep. That's what I said. You can tell I'm super invested. So, what we're going to watch for spring 2024 anime season.
It ain't looking good, you guys.
It's not.
I mean, two of them are new. One of them's something that I read and I'm actually super hyped about. And then the other two are just new seasons.
Yeah. I'm watching only three new ones. Mostly because all the others just didn't seem interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's always a possibility that, you know, people pick up on one and you're like, oh, it actually turns out to be good, you know? Even though the description is terrible and the trailer looks like nothing. That's one of the other problems with doing this. Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff you don't know about, you haven't heard, and the trailers are really bad.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing happens. You know, it's like some dialogue with like a PowerPoint, like picture. And then it'll be a few scenes, but it doesn't tell you anything about what's actually going on in the show. So you kind of have to rely on the description. But regardless, we managed to choose some. So I have seven. But again, only three of those are new. And I think you have, five. So, could come down to four after episode one or episode two. You know, we won't really know.
Yeah.
So you'll just have to stay tuned for that. Because,
Who knows? Maybe this season can turn around with the ones we have selected, you know.
Maybe.
Big maybe, but
it is a big maybe.
But we'll see.
All right, so let's just get into this then. My site doesn't even have like any of these anime on it yet, so I can't even add them to my list.
It's you still got like at least 3 days before most of these come out.
Yeah, man, 3 days.
Yeah, well,
so. The first one that I'm going to be checking out is, let me just read it in English. Studio apartment, good lighting, angel included.
Interesting.
So, let me just give my justification for why I'm going to watch this. It's because I'm a fan of Oh My Goddess. And so when you talk about an angel living with a dude, I'm like, all right, well. Gotta check it out.
Sure. That's fair.
Oh My Goddess fan. So it says Shintaro Tokumitsu is a high schooler living all alone. Living the dream, right? But things take an unexpected turn when a girl named Towa shows up on his balcony. Not only is she incredibly pure and sweet, but there's something different about her. Something divine. Just who is Shintaro's new roommate, and what adorable hijinks lie in store? Adorable hijinks, sign me up. That's like my favorite kind of hijinks.
Not mine.
So, oh, okay. So I'm gonna check that out. Seems interesting enough.
Hopefully, it's enough.
Like one of those sneaky good romance ones. But
it won't be.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
Rain on your downfall.
Yep. Thank you. Raining on my parade. So, I'll just go over another one just to tie this up. You know what I'm saying? So I read this one, so it's not new. I haven't recommended it, so there's no video on it. I don't think I've recommended it because I haven't caught up, or because it did one of those things where it just stopped releasing new chapters. Probably because it became an anime, and I didn't know that. I didn't hear about that. But I also might not be caught up. So it's The Banished Former Hero Lives As He Pleases. So a boy named Alan was unable to receive the gift of God's bounty and called a failure. But his true identity was a former hero with memories and powers of his previous life. Fortunate to have been expelled from his Duke's family, Alan was trying to start a free-spirited journey, but he encountered an assassination attempt by a former fiancé. An unwanted heroic saga begins for the former hero who wants to relax in this world. Pretty basic.
Yeah.
As far as plot lines go and the reincarnated mumbo jumbo.
Gotta love the reincarnation mumbo jumbo.
Right? But, you know, it's interesting enough. It's fun enough. It might not be everybody's cup of tea. I get it, because, like, I avoided, like, 10 others that were basically the same plot this season. Like, trust me. I understand. The only reason I'm watching it is because we already have a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Get that pre-existing relationship there.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So what's the first one you got, man?
Oh. I guess I'll start with the season twos or continuation seasons. The first one being Demon Slayer, High Sword Training Arc season.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna be honest. I mean, not that I'm not excited for it. It's just I don't understand why they're making this into a season. If I'm being for real, because I feel like they should have just made this into a movie.
Like, fair enough. I mean, they did it like twice already.
I don't think there's enough content there to make this into a full season. So it's like, why even? Which is why I guess they're not calling it a season. It's just a Hashira training arc.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably only going to be like maybe 4 episodes.
Maybe no idea.
A little more. I don't know. Says episodes unknown. So I don't know.
It's just one episode, like 5 minutes.
So we'll see. I mean, it's not going to be like a crazy season. It's just a training arc. It's just them training. You might uncover a little bit more information, but it's just some training. I mean, you know, I could tell you that everything after this is going to be fire.
Yeah.
But, but needless to say, I'm going to watch it. It's Demon Slayer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It doesn't make too much sense to me. Especially because we're talking about the manga's been over for like 3 years now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is, I mean, I don't know. If you're anime exclusive, it probably doesn't feel like drawn out to you. But if you read the manga, it's probably like, what are you guys doing?
I mean, it's like this could have just been made into a movie.
Yeah.
And they did, which is crazy to me because it's like the one anime that should have had a new season and got episodes to fully flesh it out. It's Haiku, and it's getting a movie, or it got a movie.
It got a movie.
So I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know, because it would probably sell better as a movie than as an entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could do, I mean, I'm sure they're going to do anime exclusive content to draw it out,
mm-hmm.
but.
Which is fine. I don't mind them doing that, but it's like I said, it's just like, if you're expecting a hype season, I don't think it's going to be hype. It's just going to be sort of like a filler season almost.
Right.
Where it's just going to be them training.
Training.
So, that's, I mean, it's on my list. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So the next one that I'm watching that's actually a new one is An Archdemon's Dilemma, How to Love Your Elf Bride. Which, I mean, need I say more? Like,
really, you should.
I should or shouldn't?
You should.
All right, I will. So when the sorcerer Zagon, I don't know, decides to participate in an auction selling the goods of the now dead archdemon. Yeah, I'm not even gonna try that. He expects to find items of untold power. What he finds instead is a rare white-haired slave elf named Nephilia, and he immediately spends all his money to purchase her, much to the bewilderment of those around him. However, the secret reason behind Zagon's investment was that he had actually fallen in love with her at first sight. It's a good investment. Unfortunately, Zagon has a problem. He is socially inept and has no idea how to express his true feelings, leading to many misunderstandings between him and his new companion. But slowly, the two begin to understand each other, and love begins to bloom. So,
you ruined it. I know they're going to fall in love.
Well, yeah, man, of course. But this might get you back. So, I didn't read like the full description when I first watched the trailer. Trailer looks mad depressing. Like, at least her backstory. Her backstory looks horrendously depressing. So, I don't know. Hopefully that plays into it. Because in the trailer, they did have one of those scenes where she, like, broke down and weeping into his arms. So, I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know. I'm gonna check it out. Gotta have a romance. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a season of anime without a romance.
Hey, you can.
How else will I build on my loneliness? Like, you gotta have something there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, maybe you should go to therapy.
Nah. Only one way to resolve this. More anime.
Okay, well.
All right, well. You don't want to get better, I don't know what to tell you. All right, so yeah.
I'm not watching a romance this season.
You're not watching a romance this season?
No. Unless you want to count Kaiju number 8.
Nope. Don't want to count that as a romance.
There's some romance in there.
Is there, man? With a 32-year-old?
Yeah. Okay. He's obviously in love with his childhood friend.
That's true.
Hey, there you go. And that brings us to my next one I'm watching. Kaiju number 8. That's something probably
completely
the one.
Different. The nefarious Dr. Scruggles. What?
No, Kaiju number 8. That's probably my hype one for this season. I mean, yeah. I have a video out on the YouTube talking about it, telling you why you should go and read it. If you haven't started reading it, shame on you. You can catch me out in these streets, ready to throw hands. Sucks that the next volume isn't coming out until June, but this anime will hold me over until then. So I'm pretty hyped for it. I know there's a lot of like backlash and nervousness on the animation. I'm holding out hope. I'm hoping they, you know, when the like first trailer dropped, people were like bashing it.
What? let me watch this real quick.
He's like, wait a second.
Looks pretty basic.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, you know, we're holding out hope. Wow. You know.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yo, man, shut up.
Okay, so if you haven't seen the trailer, it's not because like the animation is bad per se. It's just because most people probably have read some of the manga,
mm-hmm.
and like the look it's of the manga.
Yeah, it's definitely not. The art style of the anime is definitely not better than the manga.
No.
I can say that for sure.
They really have cut back on a lot of detail,
mm-hmm.
especially with the faces, which mm-hmm. like that's kind of the worst place to do it. Because
Saitama. Maybe they just hold in the budget for them crazy fight scenes.
And if that's the case,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's what you hope.
If you guys don't know what Kaiju number 8 is, I'll read the description real quick.
Saitama looking people up in
here. Godzilla-like monsters called Kaiju have been appearing around Japan for many years. Combat these beasts, an elite military unit known as Defense Corps risk their lives daily to protect civilians. Once a creature is killed, sweepers working under the Professional Kaiju Cleaner Corporation are left to dispose of its remains. Kafka Hibino, a 32-year-old man, is unsatisfied with his job as a sweeper. From a young age, he has aspired to join the Defense Corps and kill kaijus for a living. After a few failed attempts, however, he gave up his dream and resigned himself to a mediocrity that provided a decent paycheck. Nevertheless, when an ambitious 18-year-old recruit named Lino Ichikawa joins the cleaning team, Kafka is once again reminded of his desire to join the military. Following a chain of unfortunate events and an interaction with the junior sweeper, Kafka encounters a parasite-type kaiju that forces its way through his mouth, turning him into a humanoid monster. With his newfound powers, Kafka aims to give his lifelong dream a final try.
You sound so depressed, man.
Should be waiting for that new guy. Value, man. I'm waiting for that new volume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, it's fantastic. I read the manga, obviously. Absolutely amazing. I love it. Like I said, really, you know, really great shonen manga. Has action, has squads, has cool weapons, cool powers, cool fights. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it all. So, and the plot is actually really good. Like, the plot is getting crazy. Like, it's getting super interesting, man. So, I'm going to be watching it. Hopefully, like I said, the animation is a little bit better than what the trailer showed off. But we'll see. We'll see.
Hopefully it is. Hopefully they do better with the animation, because yeah, it is. It's undercut. That's for sure. So the next one that I'm watching, which I know Alton is gonna watch too, is Windbreaker. So it's Haruka Sakura wants nothing to do with weaklings. Same here, man. He's only interested in the strongest of the strong. He's just started at Fudin High School, a school of degenerates known only for their brawling strength. Strength they use to protect their town from anyone who wishes it ill, which sounds to me like gang warfare.
Mm-hmm.
But Haruka's not interested in being a hero or being part of any sort of team. He just wants to fight his way to the top.
My man.
Sign me up. I'm always down for a good brawl anime.
Right? Right? See, this is, I feel like this is going to be what I thought Tokyo Revengers was. And not saying that Tokyo Revengers is bad. But, like, I thought Tokyo Revengers was going to be, like, straight brawling 24-7.
Yeah.
And then it got, like, all, like, in the fields and stuff like that. Yep. And I was like, I just lost interest in Tokyo Revengers. Also, it didn't make sense because they were also, like, I don't know, middle schoolers, it looked like. Like, I think, I'm pretty sure the MC was, like, 12 or 13. And I'm like, what is going on?
They're, like, bro, where are your parents? Yeah. Yeah. Unless you got superpowers, it's not believable to have, like, a 12-year-old beat up, like, 15 people. Like, you know, it'd be hysterical, though, if someone did an anime like that. It was like Tokyo Revengers, where it's, like, a bunch of kids, like, fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it looks like it's all crazy, and then it's, like, from the perspective of adults, and it's just, like, you know what I'm saying? They're, like, rolling on the ground. It's just like, that's exactly what it's like.
Or it's like, see, I would dig that. Like, from the perspective of the kids, it's like, they're like, got superpowers, you know, they're in these gangs and stuff. But then they show the perspective from, like, the actual viewers, and it's like, it's just like, they're in, like, recess at school, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
not doing
kinda
anything.
Like, kind of like, what show was it? Rugrats? I think it was Rugrats where it was episode those. They were like playing on the playground and it was like they had like super I think it was Rugrats. They had like superpowers.
I think
and
Rugrats
stuff.
Did something like that. They also did like a winter one where they're like going through Antarctica or something.
Yeah, and they like you know, and it was just really it was just kids, like So like I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. Especially because like, that's silly to me. Because like unless you're like one of those like 12-year-old Thai kids who's been doing Muay Thai since they're like 4. You know what I'm saying? like, come on, dog.
You're not doing anything.
Yeah, you're not doing nothing.
Speaking of kids.
Nice. Oh, okay. That's a strange segue.
My next one. It's a I guess you could say parody based off of a famous kids show, Power Rangers. Or Sentai Rangers, or whatever.
Ain't no kids show.
Okay, man. Well, have you tried to watch Power Rangers recently?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and watch an episode of Power Rangers, and tell me if you can sit through an entire season.
Oh God.
But no, it's that bad. Go Loser Rangers, Sentai Daishi Kakaku. Is one that I've been seeing a lot of hype for. And it looks pretty cool. 13 years ago, the nefarious monster army invaded Earth, but humanity's great protectors, the Dragon Keepers, defeated them in a single year. Every Sunday since, the monsters have been forced to act out humiliating defeat after defeat in front of the unsuspecting public. Determined to change this, a single monster, D, infiltrated the Ranger Force with the help of the mysterious Ranger Yumiko Suzukiri. D managed to seize one of the divine artifacts, the only weapons capable of permanently killing the monster's immortal bodies. However, D's subsequent encounter with the Dragon Keepers led to his unfortunate end. So who will stop them now? Wait, what?
Oh, were you not expecting this?
I wasn't. Now I'm super intrigued. You telling me he dies?
So is it reincarnation?
I don't know, bro. It's gonna be interesting. I don't know. Now I'm intrigued, bro.
Hey, you let me know how it goes.
Oh, I will.
Just come back. Oh no, this is terrible. Just like what is it, Eminence and Shadow? I wish you had the show at the beginning where he was just the high school kid beating bad guys to death with two crowbars.
Yeah. But we don't get what we always want, so.
That would have been the show, dude. All right, so next thing I'm watching is Data Live 5. And, yeah. And this is the synopsis. Are you ready? It's a little long. Fifth season of Data Live. Did you catch all that? Hopefully you caught all that.
Man, did you watch season 4?
Yeah. I have watched every season of Data Live. Honestly, I didn't think it was going to continue after like season 2, because I think it was like a 4-year gap from then. But now it's been like 3, 4, 5 like each year, so maybe it's had some kind of resurgence. I don't really
know.
Tell you. Yeah.
I don't know the first thing about it, so.
Well, it's about basically dating.
Yeah, that wasn't like super saying, hey, explain it to me.
It's like dating God girls.
Still gone.
To stop like the apocalypse. He's gotta date them. Because for some reason, if he kisses them, he's able to seal their powers.
So why not just kiss them all?
Well, he's gotta get them to like him first. What, you just walk up to random ladies and smooch? Like, come on,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Why not?
This is America.
Set up a kissing booth.
Nah, he's got to get them to like him, because if they don't like him, they do have the ability to like wipe out an entire city like in a second. So
okay. So just
mac him. You can't. That's not how the powers work, dude. They have to like you, and then he's able to seal their powers. With a
sounds like a load of baloney to me.
Hey, maybe to you, but he got like 16 girlfriends, so.
And you're telling me they're not mad at that? No. So instead of just being like, hey, I need to see your powers, let me kiss you real quick, he's over here macking on 16 different girls.
Like a G.
God, do they know about each other?
Yeah, of course they do. They all live together, dude.
Okay, so you just got a whole polyamorous
harem
going on.
They're not polyamorous. He's dating all of them, and they're all friends with each other. They're not all dating each other. Yeah, man. So, I mean, it's... Yeah.
Okay, well...
Yeah, it's fantastic. So season five. Ready for more.
You know what I'm ready for more of? My Hero Academy.
Oh, okay. Thought it was close.
Season seven. I'm gonna be honest, I haven't been caught up on the manga because I've been wanting it to let it build up so I can just binge it all, because I'm pretty sure it's coming up on its last legs.
Right.
And I just want to binge it all, because I can't do the week-to-week waiting. I already do that with JJK and Blue Lock. Like, can't do it.
Blue Lock's still getting week-to-week?
Yeah, man, of course. It's kidding. Yo. Go read Blue Lock, man. Please, y'all. If y'all don't take anything away from this video, just take this.
Yeah.
Go read Blue Lock.
I'm 100 chapters behind in Blue Lock.
Oh my gosh, dude. You know what? I envy you. I wish I was 100 chapters behind in Blue Lock.
So you could relive it.
So I could just binge it, man, and enjoy the greatness that is Blue Lock.
Just reset your memory every time?
Dude, I wish. I would. Bro, if I could go back and reread that manga for the first time, like, that... Shokugeki?
Nah. Because if you did Shokugeki, I would not tell you about the last arc. I would let you read it and suffer through it like I did.
That's diabolical, bro.
It is just beautiful to me. Bro, you ever go into a coma? first things first when you're coming out of it. Hey, yo, dog, you should check out this manga, dog. I think you would really enjoy it.
What That's is it evil. About? It's about cooking. I got to be in here for a few months recovering, so I'll just read it.
That'd be the start of my villain origin story, bro. Like,
perfect.
You would create a villain.
Yep.
A true villain, dude. I'm hunting you down. And I'm just going to, like, slightly inconvenience your life for the rest of time.
Just slightly. Just Take always, them, just slight.
Every time you change the battery in your fire smoke detector, I'm gonna take it out and put a worn out battery. So it's just chirping.
I'm gonna put one in that's like a week away from chirping. So you're always just like, what the heck is wrong with these batteries? Never gonna know.
Yep. I'm gonna Never gonna sneak know. In. Drink all of your milk except for about this much.
You can't do anything.
Can't even eat a bowl of cereal, bro.
So come on, man. You did this. You brought this upon yourself.
Slightly angle all of your pictures in your house so they're crooked. And you're just like, always like, why? Like, what is going on?
Y'all listen to this disrespect? This diabolical menace?
I'm gonna break the little lever on your chair so every time you sit down it just keeps slowly sinking. Just like, what's going on?
You get out, goes back up every time. As soon as you sit down though. Oh yeah, man.
It's just gonna be slight inconveniences, man.
Be terrible. I'm going to finagle with your charger so it has to be at a certain angle for it to work. You dirty dog.
But nah, yeah. My Hero Season 7 is coming out. I think this starts the war arc, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
So it's just craziness from here on out, man.
War never changes.
The League of Villains versus the heroes, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be fantastic, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
That's my last one. That's all I'm watching.
That's your last one. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Okay. All right. Buckle up, everybody. So next one I'm watching is The Misfit of Demon Academy 2, Part 2. Honestly, I wasn't expecting to get part two because the creator died, if you didn't know that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. The creator of the, I think it's light novels. I don't think it's manga. I think they started doing the manga, didn't get too deep, and he died. So I don't think the light novels are actually finished.
Mm.
But I wasn't expecting part two, so maybe part two is kind of going to be all that we get. Maybe we don't get a third season. I wouldn't really be too surprised because, you know, kind of hard to do when the creator's dead. Especially with something like this, because it's like, I don't want to say it's convoluted, but it's pretty crazy, you know? So it's hard for someone just to be like, oh, I know where this was going, you know?
I can finish this
yeah,
up.
I can do this. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens at the end of this season. But, well, at the end of part two of season two. But I enjoy it, so I'm looking forward to it. And the last thing that I'm watching, which I am very surprised that this is getting an anime, because let me see how many chapters there are. I guess there's only 101. Well, there's 101 chapters at this point, but that's one of the reasons that it surprises me. That's the New Gate. And it is, it's the best way to describe it. I guess the best way to describe it is it's Sword Art Online if he stayed in Sword Art Online and he didn't care about like leaving kind of thing. So it's the New Gate is an online life or death game with tens of thousands of players. Thanks to Shin, the most skilled veteran player, the other players will finally be released from the game. Shin has killed the last boss and believes he is finally able to escape when he is blinded by a flash of mysterious light. He awakens to find himself in the game's world 500 years later. So begins a new chapter in the life of the unsurpassed legendary player. So, like I said, it's like Sword Art Online, like everybody was like captured in the VR game. He beats the game. Everybody gets to go free. Well, I don't know if everybody gets to go free. I don't think everybody gets to go free. Because, like, he knows some people that he thinks are still trapped. I got to catch up. But, like, the created... It's kind of... It's okay. In some ways, it's kind of like Dragon's Dogma. In the sense, like, you can create a pawn, basically. Where you create a companion... And so all those companions are alive and they know like who he is because they've played with him and his friends before. So he gets stuck there and he's kind of just like seeing if anybody else is stuck there, as far as I remember. And he's not really looking to like get out. Now, like, is he crazy OP? To some extent, but like, this is one of those where, you know, you could have a level 1,000 something boss or something, you know, something crazy. So, like, there are some challenging fights for him, but mostly it's a walk in the park. It's interesting because he really just kind of is like, yeah, I guess this is where I'm at.
This is it.
My body is probably dead back there, so. You know,
yeah.
Let me live this out to my best.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, well, that's fair enough. You know, so it's interesting. It should be interesting. It's not going to be like I don't know, as simplistic as Sword Art Online. Mm-hmm. I mean, in some aspects, it will be, but it's a trapped in a video game thing. Just with probably better characters, a smaller budget, and one video game instead of a new video game every season, which I don't know how they're pulling off. Like, watched season one and, well, I guess I watched seasons 1 through 4, technically, I guess, Sword Art Online. Because it's the regular Sword Art Online, then the elf game, then the gun game, and then there was the one... That was just Asuna and the other girl. And that's where I cut ties with the franchise because they keep splitting up the two of them, which they are the best part of the entire show, is their relationship. And I just couldn't keep watching them bounce from game to game. And it's so, I don't know. Yet they keep making more. Keep making more. Someone's eating it.
Yeah. Someone's eating it.
Someone's
paying their bills, bro.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Anyway, that's what we're watching. Let us know what you're watching. If we missed anything that's supposed to be really good, if my anime list didn't have, like, some hidden gem.
Yeah. Some hidden gem. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, let us know. Like and subscribe. If you're listening to this, I would say check out the podcast, but you're already here. So pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, we will see all of you in the next one.
Until next time, guys.